Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to discuss about our last topic from the chapter 1, that is human geography, nature and scope. Today's topic is evolution of human geography through corridors of time and three important schools of thought in human geography. Even today we'll discuss about the fields and subfields of human geography. So first we have to say about the school of thought in human geography. You know, there is three important school of thought in human geography available. First one is welfare or humanistic school of thought. Second one, radical school of thought. And third one, behavioral school of thought in human geography. So one by one, I have to discuss about this all school of thoughts. First one is welfare or humanistic school of thought. It's related to human welfare basically. That means welfare or humanistic school of thought in human geography was mainly concerned with the different aspect of social well-being of the people. Basically, it includes fulfillment of basic and extraordinary needs like food, cloth, shelter, education, etc. and all. Geographers have already introduced a paper as geography of social well-being in the postgraduate curriculum nowadays. Next is radical school of thought. You know, basically radical school of thought related to socioeconomic problems, and it includes employed Marxian theory to explain the basic cause of poverty, deprivation, social inequality, contemporary social problem, and related to the social development and development of capitalism. In one line, you can say radical school of thought deals with sudden change in whole curriculum in the event of society change and to eradicate social inequality in terms of socio-economic conditions. Third one is behavioral geography. Behavioral geography related to human nature and social groups basically. That means behavioral geography is an approach to human geography that attempts to understand human activity in space, place and environment by studying it at the disaggregate level of analysis, at the level of individual person, irrespective of ethnicity, race, religion, caste, etc. Behavioral geographers analyze data on behavior of individual people, recognizing that individuals vary from each other. A key tenet of behavioral geography holds that models of human activity and interaction can be improved by incorporating more realistic assumptions about human behavior. For an example, behavioral geographers agree with each other, human geographers, that distance or related factors such as travel, time or effort, that is, in an important determinant of human activity. But they maintain that it is subjective rather than objective distance that is typically important. So basically, behavioral school of thought explain the human nature and changing behavior to the society change and environment change, irrespective of their caste, culture, race, ethnicity, and religion, etc. So this is school of thought of human geography. Next part is broad stages and thrust of human geography evolution, or you can say broad stages or corridor of human geography evolution. Basically, there are generally six corridors that exist till 21st century in the evolution of human geography. In this regard, you have to follow the PDF table number 1.1. Look, in table number 1.1, there is three columns basically. First column heading is period, second is approach, and third is basically broad features. You know, as I say, there is generally six important corridors or stages exist in the evolution of human geography. And there is as many as approaches deals with each and every period. And each period have separate features to explain human geography. So one by one, I have to say the name of the periods. First one, early colonial period. Listen very carefully this part. First one is early colonial period, and this time approach is explorations and descriptions or discovery. Next one is later colonial period. The approach is regional analysis. Next one is 1930s through the interwar period, and the approach is areal differentiation. Next one, the fourth one, is late 1950s to the late 1960s, that is spatial organization. And 1970s is emergence of humanistic, radical and behavioral school of thought, that is already discussed. And last one is 1990s to till time, that means modern time, 21st century, that is postmodernism and its development in geography. Understood? So you have to study the table properly, and this is important for your study because many time in the board examination this question was came. The broad stages are evolution of human geography through corridors of time stages. So there is total how many stages? 6 stages: early colonial, later colonial, 1930 to interwar period, 1950 to 1960, then 1970 and 1990 to present time. Now one by one I have to discuss about each and every period approach and its meaning and broad features. Our first period is early colonial period. You know, this period or era known as age of explorations, descriptions, or sometimes it's called age of discovery. Officially, this time period start from 15th century and end in 17th century. The period is characterized or specialized features as a time when Europeans began to exploring the world by sea in search of new trading routes, wealth, knowledge, etc. The impact of age of explorations would permanently alter the world and transform geography into the modern science it is today. So, the keynotes are early colonial period. This period approach names are basically age of explorations and descriptions of discovery. The time period is 15th century to 17th century. And the broad feature to explore the world by sea for new trading, specifically by the European traders and the emperors, to search about the roots, wealth and knowledge of trading and knowledge of culture. The impact of age of exploration should be permanently altered when transform geography into modern science today. Some important names you already know: Vasco da Gama, Christopher Columbus, Amerigo Vespucci. Some names who alter the geographical route nowadays and they draw a world geography as a modern science today. You know, Vasco da Gama first came in Kozhikode, you know this, in India. Then Amerigo Vespucci found America. Christopher Columbus, that is in West Indies. So these are some important age of explorations effect and its features. So next I have to say the latter colonial period. In the latter colonial period, the main approach is regional analysis. In this period belongs to region analysis. Why region analysis? Because, you know, resource is not localized. That means resource is not ubiquitous. Sorry, resource is localized, but that is not ubiquitous. Matlab, resource can only found in specific places, not everywhere. Understood? On the ground of localizations of resources, then region, that means space, is important. So if you want to analyze a region to find out the resource, then you can access the resource. That from that time of period, regional analysis is important terms from geography. The idea was that all the regions were part of a whole. That time they thought the all regions were a part of a whole. That means within Earth there is so many continents and oceans. Within continent there is lots of countries. Within countries there's lots of province, and within the province resources are localized. So understanding the parts in totally would lead an understanding of the world. That is the main thing. So regional analysis being explained that an area that is homogeneity in nature, that means indigenous feature,
And analyze means after investigation of this region, for which purpose? One and only resource acquisitions or resource allocation purpose. That is the main role in latter colonial period. Even after, that is the main reason why East India Company or British came in India. Not only British, different so many dynasties came in India. So understood, this is the latter colonial period. The next thing is 1930s to interwar period. You know, this time is very important because this time world war is happening. That means world wars have happened. The approach is aerial differentiation. Basically, in this 1930s to interwar, that is called aerial differentiation. You know, this term is important, aerial differentiation. That means an area is differentiate because of different element. Like for an example, some areas called agricultural activity, that is called agricultural region. Some regions have industry, that is industrial region. Some regions have educational hub, that is educational region. Some region have mining activity, that is mining region, or mineral resource region, that is called regional differentiation. That means to focus on identifying the uniqueness of any region and understanding how and why it was different from each other. So aerial differentiation means differentiation in region in terms of physical and chemical or whatever may be the feature available in that particular area. That is the meaning of aerial differentiation. Next one is latter 1950s and late 1960s. That means late 1950 to late 1960. This time approach is called special organization. The term is also important, special organizations. Look, this special organization emphasized by making up law, statistical tools, etc. This time one term is important, that is quantitative revolutions. You know, we already studied statistics, mathematical formulations in the previous or junior classes. So these mathematical formulations and statistics basically evolved in the year 1960s, and that particular time is called quantitative revolution. You know, after First and Second World War, there is huge loss in our society. So calculate the actual loss and to find out the actual resource probability and accessibility, this quantitative method of counting, that is form of quantitative revolution, was started. The main objective was to identify mappable pattern of different human activities. So special organization means basically to identify the mappable pattern of different activities of human on regards or in regards of a space or an area. Next thing is 1970s. In 1970s, this period I already explained, that is a different emergence school of thought like welfare or humanistic school, radical school and behavioral school. I'm not explaining this one because I already explained these things. But in one line I can say welfare means human welfare. Radical means social problem or socioeconomic problem related explanations. Behavioral school means human behavior interchangings. So this school of thought emerged in 1970s. And last but not the least, 1990s to the till time, that is 21st century, is called postmodernism in human geography or geography. The approach is postmodernism in geography. In the late 1980s or 90s, the postmodernism became a trend in human geography. Postmodernism is a theoretical approach to human geography. This approach is born as a critic approach against modernism. Modernism means change from primitive society to modern society with the hand of modern technological development and cultural evolvement. that means simply cultural landscape. That means that the postmodernism doesn't believe in the absolute truth and that every person has its own truth. What is that? That means that postmodernism doesn't believe in the absolute truth, that every person has its own truth. That means postmodernism evolved our society. That means the concept of postmodernism evolved our society in terms of modern tools, technologies, like in geography, you know, geographical information system, remote sensing, satellite modifications, etc., aerial foundations. These all are postmodernism techniques and tools that evolved our society as well as human geography evolution. So up to this point, I already discussed the main six period and important approach of human geography evolution. So you have to study properly about this six period and different approaches with the broad features and specifically the school of thought of human geography as well. Now I have to discuss the last topic of this chapter. This is a very easy one because this is called the field and subfield of human geography. As you say, the scope of human geography. That means the branches of human geography. You know, there are generally six fields and 15 or more than 15 subfields are available in human geography evolution scope and fields of stages. That means six fields and 15 or more than 15 subfields are available. This is already exist in the table number 1.2 in the PDF. So everyone must be follow table number 1.2 in the PDF. During exam time, the question will come that explain the field and subfields of human geography. Then you have to write properly this table. Understood? So in this table 1.2, that is human geography and a sister discipline of social sciences. So first column heading is field of human geography. Look, there is six fields. Social geography, urban geography, political geography, population geography, settlement geography, and economic geography. So I one by one discussed. First one is social geography. Social geography deals with different social group, social culture, social status, social behavior in terms of human development. Urban geography explain the urban structure, town, city, etc. Political geography explains the electoral system, the military systems, the basically the political and diapolitical issues or geopolitical issues in the modern science or modern days. Next is population geography. You know, population geography deals with population, the distribution of population, the density, the growth, etc. It is also termed as demography. You know, population geography as well as is called as demography. That means demography is a science deals with population. Next is settlement geography. Settlement geography basically urban and rural settlement distribution and types. Explain. Next is and last is economic geography. Economic geography explains the all economic part, both micro and macroeconomics in terms of agricultural sector, industrial sector, manufacturing sector, including trade, tourism, business, etc. So these are the fields of human geography. And within the fields, look, there is different subfields like social geography. Within that, behavioral geography, geography of leisure, cultural geography, gender geography, historical geography, etc. Like political geography, electoral and military geography. Economic geography, that is geography of resource, geography of agriculture, industry, etc. and all. So you have to study this table properly. So today I already discussed about the evolution of geography, two corridors of time, school of thought, and fields and subfields of geography. These three things is most important you have to study. So if you have any queries, then first of all you have to study this one, then one by one can ask me your queries. So this is the chapter. Tuesday I will come and discuss about the question and answers. I will ask some questions and you have to give some answers on that. Only multiple choice or 1 marks. Till then, study the whole chapter properly, and this is the end of the chapter. Thank you.